The Book of Revelation, Chapter 1. The Revelation of Jesus Christ. God gave it to him to let his servants know what is soon to take place. He sent his angel to make it known to his servant John, who reports everything he saw, for this is the word of God and the declaration of Jesus Christ. Happy is the one who reads aloud these prophetic words, and happy those who hear them and treasure everything written here, for the time is near. From John to the seven churches of Asia. Receive grace and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits of God which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has washed away our sins with his own blood, making us a kingdom and priests for God his Father, to him be the glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. See, he comes with the clouds, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. On his account, all the nations of the earth will beat their breasts. Yes, it will be so. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, he who is, who was, and who is to come, the Master of the universe. I, John, your brother, who shares with you in Jesus the sufferings, the kingdom, and the patient endurance, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and witnessing to Jesus. On the Lord's day, the Spirit took possession of me, and I heard a voice behind me which sounded like a trumpet. Write down all that you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned to see who was speaking to me. Behind me were seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of these I saw someone like a son of man, dressed in a long robe with a golden girdle. His head and his hair are white as wool or as snow, and his eyes are like flames of fire. His feet are like burnished bronze when it has been refined in a furnace. His voice is like the roaring of the waves. I saw seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp, double-edged sword coming out of his mouth. His face shone like the sun in all its brilliance. Seeing him, I fell at his feet like one dead. But he touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. It is I, the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am alive for ever and ever. And mine are the keys of death and the netherworld. Now write what you have seen, both what is and what is yet to come. Know the secret of the seven stars you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Revelation chapter 2. The seven messages to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Ephesus. Thus says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, and who walks among the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your difficulties, and your patient suffering. I know you cannot tolerate evildoers, but have tested those who call themselves apostles, and have proved them to be liars. You have persevered and have suffered for my name without losing heart. Nevertheless, I have this complaint against you. You have lost your first love. Remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do what you used to do before. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. This I will do unless you repent. Yet it is in your favor that you hate the doings of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in God's paradise. Write this to the angel of the church in Smyrna. Thus says the first and the last, he who was dead and returned to life. I know your trials and your poverty. You are rich indeed. I know how you are slandered by those who pretend to be Jews but are not, for they are in fact the synagogue of Satan. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you, and there will be 10 days of trials. Remain faithful, even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. The victor has nothing to fear from the second death. Write this to the angel of the church in Pergamum. Thus says the one who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan's throne is, but you cling firmly to my name. You have not renounced me, not even in the days when Antipas, my faithful witness, was killed in your place, where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few complaints against you. Some among you hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak how to make the Israelites stumble by eating food sacrificed to idols and committing adultery. Also among you, some follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If not, I will come to you soon to attack these people with the sword of my mouth. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor I will give the hidden manna, and I will also give a white stone with a new name written on it, which no one knows except the one who receives it. Write this to the angel of the church in Thyatira. Thus says the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love, faith, service, patient endurance, and your later works greater than the first. Nevertheless, I have a complaint against you. You tolerate your Jezebel, this woman who calls herself a prophetess and is deceiving my servants. She teaches them prostitution and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent, but she is unwilling to leave her prostitution. So I am going to throw her onto a bed and inflict severe trials on her partners in adultery until they repent of their evil. I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am he who probes the heart and mind. I will give each of you what your conduct deserves. Listen to me now, the rest of you in Thyatira. You do not hold with this teaching, and have not learned the secrets, as they are called, which are in fact those of Satan. So I have no cause to reproach you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To the victor who keeps to my ways to the end, I will give power over the nations, to rule them with an iron rod and shatter them like earthen pots. He will be like me, who received this power from my Father. Moreover, I will give him the morning star. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation chapter 3. Write this to the angel of the church in Sardis. Thus says he who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your worth. You think you live, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen that which is not already dead. For I have found your works to be imperfect in the sight of my God. Remember what you were taught. Keep it and change your ways. If you do not repent, I will come upon you like a thief at an hour you least expect. Yet there are some left in Sardis who have not soiled their robes. These will come with me, dressed in white, since they deserve it. The victor will be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life. Instead, I will acknowledge it before my Father and his angels. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Thus says he who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. If he opens, nobody shuts, and if he shuts, nobody opens. I know your worth. I have opened a door before you, which nobody can close, because you have kept my word and not renounced me in spite of your lack of power. I am giving you some of the synagogue of Satan, who call themselves Jews, but they are only liars. I will make them fall at your feet and recognize that I have loved you. Because you have kept my words with patient endurance, I, for my part, will keep you safe in the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world to test the people of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest anyone take your crown. I will make the victor into a column in the sanctuary of my God, where he will stay forever. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God in heaven, and my own new name. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Laodicea. Thus says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot. You are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, so I will spit you out of my mouth. You think you are rich, and have piled up so much that you need nothing, but you do not realize that you are wretched and to be pitied, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold that has been tested by fire, so that you may be rich, and white clothes to wear, so that your nakedness may not shame you, and ointment for your eyes, that you may see. I reprimand and correct all those I love. Be earnest and change your ways. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my call and open the door, I will come in to you and have supper with you, and you with me. I will let the victor sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and took my place with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation chapter 4. The throne in heaven. After this, I looked up to the wall of the sky and saw an open door. The voice which I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what will come in the future." Immediately I was seized by the Spirit. There in heaven was a throne, and one sitting on it. He who sat there looked like jasper and carnelian, and round the throne was a rainbow, resembling an emerald. In a circle around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on these are 24 elders, dressed in white clothes, with golden crowns on their heads. Flashes of lightning come forth from the throne, with voices and thunderclaps. 7 flaming torches burn before the throne. These are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there is a platform, transparent like crystal. Around and beside the throne stand 4 living creatures, full of eyes, both in front and behind. The first living creature is like a lion, the second like a bull, the third has the face of a man, and the fourth looks like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures has 6 wings, full of eyes, all around as well as within. Day and night they sing without ceasing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, Master of the universe, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one on the throne, he who lives for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and worship the one who lives for ever and ever. They lay their crowns in front of the throne and say, "Our Lord and God, worthy are you to receive glory, honor, and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made." Revelation chapter 5. The coming of the Lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written on both sides, sealed with 7 seals. A mighty angel exclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open this and break the seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or in the netherworld was found able to open the book and read it. I wept much when I saw that no one was found worthy to open the book and read it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Shoot of David, has conquered. He will open the book of the 7 seals." And I saw, next to the throne with its 4 living creatures and the 24 elders, a lamb standing, although it had been slain. I saw him with 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out to all the earth. The lamb moved forward and took the book from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. When he took it, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders bowed before the Lamb. They all held in their hands harps and golden cups full of incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. This is the new song they sang. You are worthy to take the book and open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you purchased for God people of every race, language, and nation. And you made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they shall reign over the land. I went on looking. I heard the noise of a multitude of angels gathered around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, numbering millions of millions, crying out with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor, glory and praise." Then I heard the voice of the whole universe, heaven, earth, sea, and the place of the dead. Every creature cried out, "To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise, honor, glory, and power for ever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," while the elders bowed down and worshipped. Revelation chapter 6. The seven seals. I saw the Lamb opening the first of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures cry out with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." A white horse appeared, and its rider had a bow. He was crowned, and he went out as a conqueror, and he will conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature cry out, "Come!" Then another horse, the color of fire, came out. Its rider was ordered to take peace away from the earth, so that people might kill one another. So he was given a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third creature cry out, "Come!" This time it was a black horse, and its rider held a balance in his hand. Then from the midst of living creatures a voice was heard, "A measure of wheat for a piece of silver, and three measures of barley for a piece as well. Do not spoil the oil or the wine." When he opened the fourth seal, I heard a cry from the fourth living creature, "Come!" A greenish horse appeared. Its rider was called Death, and the netherworld rode behind him. He was allowed to utterly destroy by sword, famine, pestilence, and wild beasts a fourth of the inhabitants of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the spirits of those who proclaimed the word of God and were slain for its sake. They began to cry aloud, "Holy and righteous Lord, how long will it be before you render justice and avenge our blood on the inhabitants of the earth?" Then each one of them was given a white garment, and they were told to wait a little while, until the number of their brothers and sisters and fellow servants who would be killed, as they had been, would be completed. And my vision continued. When the Lamb opened the sixth seal, there was a violent earthquake. The sun became black as a mourning dress, and the whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to the earth like dry figs, falling from a fig tree shaken by a hurricane. The sky was folded up like rolled parchment. There was no mountain or continent that was not removed from its place. The kings of the earth and their ministers, the generals, the rich and the powerful, and all the people, slaves as well as free persons, hid in caves or among rocks on the mountains, saying, "Fall on us, mountains and rocks, and hide us, for we are afraid of him who sits on the throne, and of the wrath of the Lamb. The great day of his wrath has come, and who can endure it?" Revelation chapter 7. 144,000 from Israel, and the great crowd from every nation. After this, there were four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds to prevent their blowing against the earth, the sea, and the trees. I saw another angel ascending from the sunrise, carrying the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels empowered to harm the earth and the sea, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God upon their foreheads." Then I heard the number of those marked with the seal. 144,000 from all the tribes of the people of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I saw a great crowd, impossible to count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white, with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, "Who saves but our God, who sits on the throne and the Lamb?" All the angels were around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. They then bowed before the throne with their faces to the ground to worship God. They said, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power and strength to our God for ever and ever. Amen." At that moment, one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these people clothed in white, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, it is you who know this." The elder replied, "They are those who have come out of the great persecution. They have washed and made their clothes white in the blood of the Lamb. This is why they stand before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his sanctuary. He who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they suffer hunger or thirst, or be burned by the sun, or any scorching wind. For the Lamb near the throne will be their shepherd, and he will bring them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away their tears." Revelation chapter 8. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I looked at the seven angels standing before God, who were given seven trumpets. Another angel came and stood before the altar of incense with a golden censer. He was given much incense to be offered with the prayers of all the holy ones on the golden altar before the throne. And the cloud of incense rose with the prayers of the holy ones from the hands of the angel to the presence of God. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with burning coals from the altar and threw them on the earth, and there came thunder, lightning, and earthquakes. The seven trumpets. The seven angels with the seven trumpets began to sound them. When the first angel blew his trumpet, there came hail and fire mixed with blood, which fell on the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up with a third of the trees and the green grass. When the second angel blew his trumpet, something like a great mountain was thrown into the sea, and a third of the ocean was turned into blood. At once, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships perished. When the third angel sounded his trumpet, a great star fell from heaven, like a ball of fire, on a third of the rivers and springs. The star is called wormwood, and a third of the waters was turned into wormwood, and many people died because of the water, which had turned bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun, the moon, and the stars was affected. Daylight decreased one third, and the light at night as well. And my vision continued. I noticed an eagle flying through the highest heaven and crying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the land when the last three angels sound their trumpets." Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet. I then saw a star fall from heaven to earth. The star was given the key to the depths of the abyss. He opened the abyss, and a cloud of smoke rose as if from a great furnace, which darkened the sun and the air. Locusts came from this smoke and spread throughout the earth. They were given the same harmful power as the scorpions of the earth. Then they were told not to harm the meadows, the green grass, or the trees, but only the people who do not bear the seal of God upon their foreheads. They were not to kill them, but only torture them for 5 months. This pain is like the sting of scorpions. In those days, people will look for death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. These locusts look like horses equipped for battle. They wear golden crowns on their heads, and their faces are like those of human beings. Their hair is like women's hair, and their teeth like lions' teeth. Their chests are like iron breastplates, and the noise of their wings like the roar of an army of chariots and horses rushing for battle. Their tails are like those of scorpions and have stings. The power they have to torture people for 5 months is in their tails. These locusts have a king who is the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, or Apollyon in Greek, destruction. The first woe has passed. Two others are to come. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. Then I heard a voice calling from the corners of the golden altar before God. It said to the sixth angel who had just sounded the trumpet, "Release the four angels chained at the banks of the great river Euphrates." And the four angels were released, who have been waiting for this year, this month, this day, and this hour, ready to utterly destroy a third of humankind. In my vision, I saw those horses and their riders. They wear breastplates the color of fire, hyacinth, and sulfur. The heads of the horses look like lions' heads, and fire, smoke, and sulfur come out of their mouths. Then a third of humankind was killed by these three plagues, fire, smoke, and sulfur, which the horses released through their mouths, for the power of the horses was both in their mouths and in their tails. Their tails, in fact, look like serpents, and their heads are able to inflict injury as well. However, the rest of humankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not renounce their way of life. They went on worshipping the demons, keeping those idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood that cannot see, hear, or walk. No, they did not repent of their crimes, or their sorcery, or their sexual immorality, or their theft. Revelation chapter 10. What has been proclaimed by the prophets is fulfilled. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud. A rainbow was around his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. I could see a small book open in his hand. He stood, his right foot planted on the sea, and his left on the land, and called in a loud voice, like the roaring of a lion. Then the seven thunders sounded their own message. I was about to write what the seven thunders had sounded, when a voice from heaven said to me, "Keep the words of the seven thunders secret, and do not write them down." And the angel I saw standing on the sea and land raised his right hand to heaven, swearing by him who lives for ever and ever, and who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. He said, "There is no more delay. As soon as the trumpet call of the seventh angel is heard, the mysterious plan of God will be fulfilled according to the good news he proclaimed through his servants, the prophets." And the voice I had heard from heaven spoke again, saying to me, "Go near the angel who stands on the sea and on the land, and take the small book open in his hand." So I approached the angel and asked him for the small book. He said to me, "Take it and eat. Although it be sweet as honey in your mouth, it will be bitter to your stomach." I took the small book from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, it turned bitter in my stomach. Then I was told, "You must again proclaim God's words about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." Revelation chapter 11. The two witnesses. Then I was given a staff like a measuring stick, and I was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count those who worship there. Do not bother to measure the outer courtyard, for this has been given to the pagans who will trample over the holy city for 42 months. Meanwhile, I will entrust my word to my two witnesses, who will proclaim it for 1,260 days, dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lamps which are before the Lord of the earth. If anyone intends to harm them, fire will come out of their mouths to devour their enemies. This is how whoever intends to harm them will perish. They have the power to close the sky and hold back the rain during the time of their prophetic mission. They also have the power to change water into blood and punish the earth with 1,000 plagues at any time they wish. But when my witnesses have fulfilled their mission, the beast that comes up from the abyss will make war upon them and will conquer and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the square of the great city which the believers figuratively call Sodom or Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. And their dead bodies will be exposed for 3 days and a half to people of all tribes, races, languages, and nations, who will be ordered not to have them buried. Then the inhabitants of the earth will rejoice, congratulate one another, and exchange gifts among themselves, because these two prophets were a torment to them. But after those 3.5 days, a spirit of life coming from God entered them. They then stood up, and those who looked at them were seized with great fear. A loud voice from heaven called them, "Come up here." So they went up to heaven in the midst of the clouds in the sight of their enemies. At that moment there was a violent earthquake which destroyed 1/10 of the city and claimed 7,000 victims. The rest were overcome with fear and acknowledged the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third is coming soon. The seventh angel blew his trumpet. Then loud voices resounded in heaven. "The world has now become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. He will reign for ever and ever." The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God bowed down to worship God, saying, "We thank you, Lord God, Master of the universe, who are and who were, for you have begun your reign, making use of your invincible power. The nations raged, but your wrath has come, the time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, the saints, and those who honor your name, whether great or small, and destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the sanctuary of God in the heavens was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant of God could be seen inside the sanctuary. There were flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a violent hailstorm. Revelation chapter 12. The woman and the dragon. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain, looking to her time of delivery. Then another sign appeared, a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and wearing 7 crowns on its heads. It had just swept along 1/3 of the stars of heaven with its tail, throwing them down to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour the child as soon as it was born. She gave birth to a male child, the one who is to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. Then her child was seized and taken up to God and to his throne, while the woman fled to the desert, where God had prepared a place for her. There she would be looked after for 1,260 days. War broke out in heaven, with Michael and his angels battling with the dragon. The dragon fought back with his angels, but they were defeated and lost their place in heaven. The great dragon, the ancient serpent known as the devil or Satan, seducer of the whole world, was thrown out. He was hurled down to earth together with his angels. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven. Now has salvation come, with the power and the kingdom of our God, and the rule of his anointed. For our brother's accuser has been cast out, who accused them night and day before God. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, for they gave up their lives going to death. Rejoice, therefore, O you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come to you in anger, knowing that he has but a little time. When the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. Then the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly into the desert, where she would be looked after for 3.5 years. The serpent poured water out of his mouth after the woman, to carry her away in the flood. But the earth came to her rescue. It opened its mouth and swallowed the flood which the dragon had poured from its mouth. Then the dragon was furious with the woman and went off to wage war on the rest of her children, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. And he stood on the seashore. Revelation chapter 13. The beast and the false prophet. Then I saw a beast rising out of the sea, with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on its horns. On each head was a title challenging God. The beast I saw looked like a leopard, with paws like a bear and a mouth like a lion. The dragon passed on his power, his throne, and his great authority to the beast. One of its heads seemed to be fatally wounded, but this wound healed. The whole earth wondered, and they followed the beast. People prostrated themselves before the dragon, who had given such authority to the beast, and they prostrated themselves before the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who can oppose it?" The beast was given speech, and it spoke boastful and blasphemous words against God. It was allowed to wield its power for 42 months. It spoke blasphemies against God, his name, and his sanctuary, that is, those who already dwell in heaven. It was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. It was given authority over people of every tribe, language, and nation. This is why all the inhabitants of the earth will worship before it, those whose names have not been written in the book of life of the slain Lamb since the foundation of the world. Let anyone who has ears to hear listen. If your lot is the prison, to prison you will go. If your lot is to be killed by the sword you will be slain. This is for the holy ones, the time of endurance and faith. Then I saw another beast rise out of the earth, with two horns like the lamb, but speaking like the dragon. This second beast is totally at the service of the first one and enjoys its authority. So it makes the world and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound has been healed. It works great wonders, even making fire descend from heaven to earth in the sight of all. Through these great wonders, which it is able to do on behalf of the beast, it deceives the inhabitants of the earth, persuading them to make a statue of the beast, which, although wounded by the sword, is still alive. It has been allowed to give a spirit to this statue. The statue of the beast speaks, and those who refuse to worship it are killed. So this second beast makes everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and enslaved, be branded on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one can buy or sell unless he has been branded with the name of the beast or with the number of its name. Let us see who is wise. If you are clever, you can interpret the number of the beast. It is 666, and it is the name of a certain person. Revelation chapter 14. 144,000 on Mount Zion. I was given another vision. The Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, surrounded by 144,000 people who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. A sound reverberated in heaven, like the sound of the roaring of waves or deafening thunder. It was like a chorus of singers accompanied by their harps. They sing a new song before the throne, in the presence of the four living creatures and the elders, a song which no one can learn except the 144,000 who have been taken from the earth. They are those who were not defiled with women, but were chaste. These are given to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They are the first taken from humankind, who are already of God and the Lamb. No deceit has been found in them. They are faultless. Then I saw another angel flying high in the sky, sent to proclaim the definitive good news to the inhabitants of the earth, to every nation, race, language, and people. He cried out with a loud voice, "Give God glory and honor, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all the waters." Another angel followed him, crying out, "Fallen is Babylon the Great, fallen the prostitute who has made all the nations drunk with her unleashed prostitution." A third angel then followed, shouting aloud, "If anyone worships the beast or its image, or has his forehead or hand branded, he will also drink the wine of God's anger, which has been prepared, undiluted, in the cup of his fury. He will be tortured by fire and brimstone, in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up for ever and ever, for there is no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its image, and for those who were branded with the mark of its name. This is the time for patient endurance among the holy ones, for those who keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus." I heard someone from heaven say, "Write this, Happy from now on are the dead who have died in the Lord. The Spirit says, let them rest from their labors. Their good deeds go with them. Then I had this vision. I saw a white cloud, and the one sitting on it, like a son of man, wearing a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. An angel came out of the sanctuary, calling loudly to the one sitting on the cloud, put in your sickle and reap, for harvest time has come, and the harvest of the earth is ripe. He who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle at the earth and reaped the harvest. Then another angel, who also had a sharp sickle, came out of the heavenly sanctuary. Still another angel, the one who has charge of the altar fire, emerged and shouted to the first who held the sharp sickle, swing your sharp sickle and reap the bunches of the vine of the earth, for they are fully ripe. So the angel swung his sickle and gathered in the vintage, throwing all the grapes into the great winepress of the anger of God. The grapes were trodden outside the city, and blood flowed from the winepress to the height of the horses' bridles and over an area of 1,600 furlongs. Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another great and marvelous sign in the heavens. Seven angels brought seven plagues, which are the last, for with these the wrath of God will end. There was a sea of crystal mingled with fire, and the conquerors of the beast, of its name, and the mark of its name, stood by it. They had been given the celestial harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord, God and Master of the universe. Justice and truth guide your steps, O King of the nations. Lord, who will not give honor and glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and bow before you, for they have now seen your judgments. The seven cups. Then the sanctuary of the tent of divine declarations was opened, and the seven angels bringing the seven plagues came out of the sanctuary, clothed in pure and bright linen, with their waists girded with golden belts. One of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden cups full of the wrath of God, who lives for ever and ever. Then the sanctuary was filled with smoke that wraps God's glory and power, so that no one could enter until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Revelation chapter 16. I heard a loud voice calling from the sanctuary to the seven angels, go and empty on the earth the seven cups of the wrath of God. The first angel went to empty his cup on the earth, and malignant and painful sores appeared on the people who bore the mark of the beast and had bowed before its image. The second angel emptied his cup into the sea, which turned into blood like that of the dead, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel emptied his cup into the rivers and the springs that turned into blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, you who are and who were, O Holy One, you are just in punishing them in this way, Since they have shed the blood of your holy ones and the prophets, you have made them drink blood. They rightly deserved it. I heard another cry from the altar. Yes, Lord and God, Master of the universe, your judgments are true and just. The fourth angel poured out his cup on the sun, and its heat began to scorch people. They were severely burned and began to insult God, who has power over those plagues, instead of acknowledging him. The fifth angel emptied his cup on the throne of the beast, and suddenly his kingdom was in darkness, and the people bit their tongues in agony. They insulted the Most High God for their pain and wounds, but they did not repent. The sixth angel poured out his cup on the great river Euphrates. Then its water was dried up, leaving a free passageway for the kings of the east. I saw coming from the mouths of the monster, the beast, and the false prophet three unclean spirits, which looked like frogs. They are, in fact, spirits of demons that perform marvelous things and go to the kings of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of God, the Master of the universe. Beware, I come like a thief. Happy is the one who stays awake and does not take off his clothes, so he will not have to go naked and his whole body be exposed for all to see. Then they assembled them at the place called Armageddon in Hebrew, or the hills of Megiddo. The seventh angel emptied his cup into the air. Then a voice came forth from the throne and was heard outside the sanctuary, saying, "It is done." And there were flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, and a violent earthquake. No, never has there been an earthquake so violent since people existed on the earth. The great city was split into three, while the cities of the nations collapsed. For the time had come for Babylon the Great to be remembered before God and to be given the cup of the foaming wine of his anger. Then the continents withdrew and the mountain ranges hid. Great hailstones from heaven, as heavy as stones, dropped on the people, and the people insulted God because of this disastrous hailstorm, for it was truly a terrible plague. Revelation chapter 17. The Judgment of Babylon. Then one of the seven angels of the seven cups came to me and said, "Now I will show you the judgment of the sovereign prostitute who dwells on the great waters. She it is who let the kings of the earth sin with her, and with the wine of her lewdness the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk." The angel brought me to the desert. It was a new vision. There a woman was seated on a red beast. The beast, which had seven heads and ten horns, covered itself with titles and statements that offend God. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, with ornaments of gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held in her hands a golden cup full of loathsome idolatry and impure prostitution. Her name could be read on her forehead, written in a mysterious way: Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes and of the loathsome idols of the whole world. And I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the holy ones and the martyrs of Jesus. What I saw greatly surprised me. But the angel said to me, "Why are you surprised? I will reveal to you the secret of this woman and of the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns that she mounts. The beast you saw has been, though it is not. It will come up from the abyss and then go to perdition. What a surprise for the inhabitants of the earth, whose names are not written in the book of life from the creation of the world. They will marvel on discovering that the beast who has been is not and passes away. Let us see if you guess. The 7 heads are 7 hills on which the woman sits, and they are also 7 kings, 5 of which have already fallen. 1 is in power, and the 7th has not yet come, but will remain only a short while. The beast that has been, but is not, can be considered as the 8th, though it takes place among the 7, and it goes to perdition. The 10 horns are 10 kings who have not yet received power, but will have authority for an hour with the beast. They all have only 1 aim, and they place their authority and power at the service of the beast. They will fight against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his followers, who have been called and chosen and are faithful. The angel went on. Those waters you saw on which the prostitute is seated are peoples, multitudes, and nations of every language. The 10 horns and the beast itself will plan evil against the prostitute. They will destroy her and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and set her on fire. God makes use of them to carry out his plan. So he has inspired them with their common purpose, and they will place their power at the service of the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. A last word. The woman you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the whole world. Revelation chapter 18. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. So great was his authority that the whole earth was lit up with his glory. In a strong voice he cried out, "Fallen is Babylon the Great, fallen. She has become a haunt of demons, a lodge for every unclean spirit, a nest for any filthy and disgusting bird. She has made all nations drunk with the wine of her lewdness, fornicated with kings of the earth, and glutted the world's merchants with her wantonness and wealth." Then I heard another voice from heaven, "Depart from her, my people, lest you share in her evil, and so share in her punishments. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God keeps count of her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her twice for what she has done. Let her drink a double portion of what she has made others do. Give her as much torment and grief as the wantonness she enjoyed herself. For she said to herself, 'I sit as queen. I am not a widow, never will I go into mourning.' And so, suddenly, her plagues will come, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord, the judge, who has passed sentence on her. The kings who shared her luxury and committed adultery with her will see the smoke as she burns, and they will weep and lament. They will nevertheless keep their distance, terrified at her punishment, and exclaim, 'Alas, alas, Great city that you are, O Babylon, seat of power, your doom has come in a single hour. The merchants of the world will mourn over her, for they will lose a market for their goods, their cargoes of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple garments, silk and scarlet cloth, fragrant wood, ivory pieces, and expensive furniture, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon and spices, perfume, myrrh and frankincense, wine and olive oil, fine flour and grain, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, slaves and human lives. They will say, "Gone is the fruit you longed for. Gone are your luxury and splendor. Never will you recover them. Never." The merchants who dealt in these goods, who grew rich from business with the city, will stand at a safe distance for fear of her punishment, weeping and mourning. They will cry out, "Woe, woe to the great city, to the linen and purple and scarlet you wore, to your gold and pearls, your finery, your great wealth destroyed in an hour." Every captain and navigator, every sailor and seafarer will stand afar, crying out on seeing the smoke going up as the city burns to the ground. What city could have compared with this one? They will pour dust on their heads and cry out in mourning, "Alas, alas, great city, where all who had ships at sea grew rich through her trade, in an hour she has been devastated. Rejoice over her, O heavens, rejoice prophets, saints, and apostles. God has rendered justice to you." A powerful angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "With such violence will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down, never again to be seen. Never again will tunes of harpists, minstrels, trumpeters, and flautists be heard in you. Never again will an artisan of any trade be found in you. Never again will the noise of the mill be heard. Never again will the light of a lamp shine in you. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never again be heard in you. Because your traders were the world's great, and you led the nations astray by your magic spell, in this city was found blood of prophets and saints. Yes, the blood of all who have been slain on the earth." Revelation chapter 19. Songs in Heaven. After this, I heard what sounded like the loud singing of a great assembly in heaven. "Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the world with her adultery. He has avenged his servant's blood shed by her hand in harlotry." Once more they sang, "Alleluia! The smoke from her goes up for ever and ever." The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God seated on the throne, and they cried, "Amen! Alleluia!" A voice came from the throne, "Praise our God, all you his servants, all you who revere him, both small and great." Then I heard what sounded like a great crowd, like the roaring of the waves, like peals of thunder, answering, "Alleluia! The Lord now reigns, our Lord, the Master of the universe. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. This is the time to celebrate the wedding of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, is given her to wear. This linen stands for the good works of the holy ones. Then the angel told me, "Write, happy are those invited to the wedding of the Lamb." And he went on, "These are true words of God." As I fell down at his feet to worship him, he said to me, "Beware, I am but a servant like you and your brothers who utter the testimonies of Jesus. These testimonies of Jesus are proclaimed through the spirit of the prophets. Worship God alone." The triumph of the Word of God. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse appeared. Its rider is the faithful and true. He judges and wages just wars. His eyes are flames of fire. He wears many crowns, and written on him is his own name, which no one can understand except himself. He is clothed in a cloak drenched in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven, clothed in pure white linen, follow him on white horses. A sharp sword comes out of his mouth. With it he will strike the nations, for he must rule them with an iron rod. He treads the winepress of the burning wrath of God, the Master of the universe. This is why this title is written on his cloak and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I also saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried out with a loud voice to all the birds of the air, "Come here to the great feast of God. Come and eat the flesh of kings, of generals, and of the mighty. Come and devour the soldier and his horse, flesh of all, both free and slaves, both small and great." Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to fight against him who rides on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured with the false prophet who served it and performed signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its statue. The two were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, and all the rest were killed by the sword which comes from the mouth of the rider who mounts the horse, and all the birds were fed with their flesh. Revelation chapter 20. The 1,000 years. Then an angel came down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a huge chain. He seized the monster, the ancient serpent, namely Satan or the devil, and chained him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and closed its gate with the key, then secured it with locks that he might not deceive the nations in the future until 1,000 years have passed. Then he will be released for a little while. There were thrones, and seated on them were those with the power to judge. I then saw the spirits of those who had been beheaded for having held the teachings of Jesus and on account of the Word of God. I saw all those who had refused to worship the beast or its image or receive its mark on the forehead or on the hand. They returned to life and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead will not return to life before the end of the 1,000 years. Happy and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection, for the second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and of his Messiah, and reign with him 1,000 years. At the end of these 1,000 years, Satan will be released from his prison. Then he will set out to deceive the nations of the four corners of the world, namely Gog and Magog, and gather them for war. What an army, so numerous, like the sand of the seashore. They invaded the land and surrounded the camp of the Holy Ones, the most beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. Then the devil, the seducer, was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet already were. Their torment will last day and night for ever and ever. The Last Judgment. After that I saw a great and splendid throne, and the one seated upon it. At once heaven and earth disappeared, leaving no trace. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before the throne, while books were opened. Another book, the Book of Life, was also opened. Then the dead were judged according to the records of these books, that is, each one according to his works. The sea gave up the dead it had kept, as did death and the netherworld, so that all might be judged according to their works. Then death and the netherworld were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. All who were not recorded in the Book of Life were thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. The new heaven and the new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and no longer was there any sea. I saw the new Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God, out of heaven, adorned as a bride prepared for her husband. A loud voice came from the throne, "Here is the dwelling of God among mortals. He will pitch his tent among them, and they will be his people. He will be God with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death or mourning, crying out or pain, for the world that was has passed away." The one seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." And then he said to me, "Write these words, because they are sure and true." And he said to me, "It is already done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I myself will give the thirsty to drink without cost from the fountain of living water. Thus the winner will be rewarded. For him I shall be God, and he will be my son. As for cowards, traitors, depraved, murderers, adulterers, sorcerers, and idolaters, all those who live in falsehood, their place is the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." The New Jerusalem. Then one of the seven angels came to me, one of those with the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and he said, "Come, I am going to show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. He took me up in a spiritual vision to a very high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shines with the glory of God, like a precious jewel with the color of crystal clear jasper. Its wall, large and high, has 12 gates. Stationed at them are 12 angels. Over the gates are written the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 3 gates face the east. 3 gates face the north. 3 gates face the south, and 3 face the west. The city wall stands on 12 foundation stones, on which are written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who was speaking to me had a golden measuring rod to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out like a square. Its length is the same as its breadth. He measured it with his rod, and it was 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured the wall. It was 144 cubits high. The angel used an ordinary measure. The wall is made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, crystal clear. The foundations of the wall are adorned with every kind of precious jewel. The first is jasper, the second sapphire, the third turquoise, the fourth emerald, the fifth agate, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th hyacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates are 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl, and the square of the city is paved with gold as pure as transparent crystal. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God, Master of the universe, and the Lamb are themselves its temple. The city has no need of the light of the sun or the moon, since God's glory is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their treasures to it. Its gates will not be closed at sunset, for there will be no night there. It is there that the wealth and the most precious things of the nations will be brought. Nothing unclean will enter it, or anyone who does what is evil and false, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 22. Then he showed me the river of life, clear as crystal, gushing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the city, on both sides of the river, are the trees of life, producing fruit 12 times, once each month, the leaves of which are for healing the nations. No longer will there be a curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and God's servants will live in his presence. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of lamp or sun, for God himself will be their light, and they will reign forever. I am coming soon. Then the angel said to me, "These words are sure and true. The Lord God, who inspires the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. I am coming soon. Happy are those who keep the prophetic words of this book. I, John, saw and heard all this. When I had seen and heard them, I fell at the feet of the angel who had shown me everything to worship him. But he said, No, I am a fellow servant like you and your brothers, the prophets, and those who heed the words of this book. It is God you must worship. He then said to me, Do not keep secret the prophetic words of this book, because the time is near. Let the sinner continue to sin, and the defiled remain in his defilement. Let the righteous continue to do what is right, and he who is holy grow holier. I am coming soon, bringing with me the salary I will pay to each one according to his deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Happy are those who wash their robes, for they will have free access to the tree of life and enter the city through the gates. Outside are the dogs, sorcerers, the immoral, murderers, idolaters, and all who take pleasure in falsehood. I, Jesus, sent my angel to make known to you these revelations concerning the churches. I am the shoot and offspring of David, the radiant morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Whoever hears, let him say, Come. Whoever thirsts, let him approach, and whoever desires, let him freely take the water of life. As for me, I warn everyone who hears the prophetic words of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will pile on him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away words from this book of prophecy, God will take from him his share in the tree of life and the holy city described in this book. He who has declared all this says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all.